Open your Bibles to Matthew. The book of Matthew. Chapter 22. And I want us to look at verses 34 through 38. And I have decided that I'm going to mainly deal with some of the main headings of our lesson in order to preserve my energy and strength for service, and trust that the Lord will guide us through this. And perhaps what we will do is, God helping us, God willing, to set these headings before you with the purpose of giving you basically the outline. And God willing, then we might take up this same lesson next Lord's Day, and perhaps God will enable you through the week to sit down and look at those jottings and notes for your benefit. And we can then add to it next Lord's Day if God is so pleased to give us that opportunity. So looking at our passage, Matthew 22:34, but when the Pharisees heard that he, that's Christ, had put the Sadducees to silence, they gathered themselves together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Now look very carefully at the words of our Lord. This is, look at that little word is. Not it has been, not it should be, not it will be. Is. That speaks volumes of importance and priority. This is the great and foremost commandment. Not it has been, not it should be, not it will be. It is. Now, this very moment, in your life situation, as you're sitting here asking me questions and putting me to the test, I'm telling you, present tense, this is the great and foremost commandment. Now I'm going to leave that with you. You think about that. This is the inspired word of God. There are no extra words thrown in and embellishments. What was Christ telling this man? So now you might ask some questions. In what sense is, notice I've used the word, is this commandment the first? What do we mean by first? Kids push, shove, so they can be first in line. Me first. What does first mean? Is it just numerical value? only? Or does it have other implications? These are some questions for you to consider. In what sense is it written upon the heart? What does that mean? When did that happen? Now, all of this brings us to think about a word. And I want you to think about it. Priority. What has priority in your life? I mean, really. You ladies that make your grocery list, what goes first on the list? Usually that which has priority. This I cannot forget. So it goes number one. It has some priority. You know what it is, usually. It's pretty much probably the same thing or close to it. It has priority. And, my college years, I went to Bob Jones and SMU. Back and forth, graduated from Bob Jones. My last semester, the dean of men, the dean of students, called me into his office. And we talked. And then he said, "Mr. Walters," he said, "I've been going over your transcript." And he says, "I have found that you're short on credits in math." And here I am in my last semester, and here's the dean telling me that I need to take another math course. And then he added, "Because if you don't, you won't graduate." And immediately, priority began to blink in my face. Suddenly, a lot of other things became unimportant, because now I was being told, if you don't do this, you're not graduating. That rearranged a lot of things. In fact, it rearranged how I spent a lot of my time. There was another fellow that he and I were in the same boat. Neither one of us liked nor was good at math. We sort of cried on each other's shoulders and burnt the midnight oil, and both of us passed. But there were some reasons for me to be over at the library studying late. Something got my attention. "You ain't going to graduate." But I did, by God's help. And it was because I was unable to timely put priority on the right thing at the right time. First, in the matter of priority. Now, there's another area, and I'm not so sure that I can define it as well as I would like. Can you grasp these words, inherent justice? Does that turn any lights on for you? There's some things that are just right because they're right. And I don't know how else to explain it. And I'm going to call it inherent justice. We have a, do we not, a sense of right and wrong? When it comes right down to it, we hear of something, a situation, and down in our heart, what happens? It screams loud, that's just not right. What is that? Where'd that come from? It's inherent justice. Now, there's a sense in which this commandment is first in the matter of inherent justice. There are other things that people, God's people, are to love. Your neighbor as yourself. Your enemy. And those things are not easy to do because of our own sinful nature, human nature. But nonetheless, we are told to do it, even if it is difficult. But there should be no difficulty in understanding. Notice I've chosen the word carefully. Understanding that it is right and it is just for one to love God, his creator, and his greatest benefactor. Got it? See what I'm driving at? First and foremost, in priority, first and foremost, in this issue of loving God. Why? Because of who he is. It's inherently just and right. He's my creator. He's my greatest benefactor. This then is the first commandment. And there's a sense in which you need to know and remember that it is foundational. First, in that sense, foundational to all the other commandments. It's always interesting to see buildings go up. It's amazing how much time, effort, and money is actually put into the foundation. The skyscraper. I used to do some office work for a law firm in Dallas. And I used to have to make deliveries to the courthouse. But I would walk by these areas where they were actually beginning to build skyscrapers. And they would have a hole in the fence where you could kind of watch. And you walk up there and you look, and you could not believe how deep they were going in putting that foundation for that skyscraper. Here's one of those foundational truths that we build on. We'll address those issues. Hopefully, as God gives us opportunity. So, I believe if we will, we will just take a break here and relax and fellowship and be prepared then to start our service. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day and for your power and your mercy and your grace. And we pray now that you will guide us in the moments that are before us, that we can serve you faithfully. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.